Hi, this is Mrs. Hawkins, and I'll be reading Chapter 9, The Woodpecker's Warning. Sybil's first performance took place at the last dinner of the Squirrels' Convention. Everyone loved her. She didn't sing just one song, she sang many. Even after the squirrels left, she kept singing every night. Mona was happy to see her grow more confident. It made her feel more confident, too. She had made a friend in Sybil and in the Susburys, who were always requesting her help. But Tilly was still far from friendly, at least to Mona. She did see Tilly bring soup and handkerchiefs to Mrs. Higgins for her cold, and even hot honey to Sybil after a long night of singing. So why did the red squirrel treat Mona differently? She wanted to ask to know why Tilly behaved the way she did, but they were so busy. There was never time. There was always something going on at the Hartwood Hotel. Rat-a-tat-tat, Mona was in the middle of cleaning Sybil's new room, which was now her job, despite Tilly's protest when she heard that noise. Rat-a-tat-tat, the sound came again. Was it a woodpecker? There was a woodpecker, Tony, on staff, but Mona had never properly met him. He was always quick to leave after meals. She hurried to the shutters and pushed them open, but before she could step out onto the balcony, Tony the woodpecker swooped from the top branch and, spying her, cried, "Alarm! Alarm! Didn't you hear it? Inside! Inside at once!" Then he clung to the trunk and pounded his beak into it again. Rat-a-tat-tat! Mona's heart pounded, too, as she hurried out into the hall where she ran into Tilly. The squirrel was frantic. "It's the alarm! Quick, quick! We need to gather all in the dining hall!" Mona followed Tilly down the stairs, wondering what could be going on. "Mr. Hartwood will take care of it," Mona tried to reassure herself. But in the dining hall, Mr. Hartwood looked as concerned and unsure of what to do as everyone else. Lunch had clearly been interrupted. Plates and food lay half-eaten or untouched on the round tables. No one seemed hungry anymore except one shrew, who was gobbling up a plateful after plateful in a nervous state. Most of the staff had gathered on one side of the room, while on the other side the guests huddled, including Sybil and the Sudsburys. The swallow looked frightened, and Lord Sudsbury was sitting on a chair taking deep breaths while Lady Sudsbury rubbed his shoulders. Miss Pickles was looking after them, offering tea and soothing words. She was clearly upset, too, despite her demeanor, because her quills were raised and she almost poked a guest. "I thought this was a safe place," moaned Lord Sudsbury loudly. "Yes, yeah, so did I," added the chipmunk. Others joined in the cry, and Mr. Hartwood, hearing this, strode onto the stage. "Please, dear guests, stay calm. There's nothing to fear. As long as the staff of the Hartwood Hotel are here, we will keep you safe." And then he gestured to Sybil. "Perhaps some soothing tunes will help calm everyone's nerves." Sybil took her place on stage again and began to sing, but for once her voice wobbled. Mr. Hartwood had returned to muttering and pacing back and forth in front of the staff when the woodpecker swooped in through the doors. He landed next to the badger. The guests looked over questioningly. "Did everyone hear? Is everyone here?" the woodpecker said loudly. His crown of red feathers was ruffled, and there were wood chips caught in the feathers on his chest. "Hush," said Mr. Hartwood. "No need to further alarm anyone. Now tell me at once, quietly, what is going on?" Mr. Hartwood's voice was neither poetic nor poised. The woodpecker darted his head side to side, at last saying in punctuated but almost whispered words, "It's a bear, Mr. Hartwood, a great big one. It came right up the path, just as you please." "A bear," Mr. Hartwood explained, "a bear? And what was it doing, Tony?" "It's at the front door, yes, it's at the front door, trying to get in. It hasn't found the hidden lock, but it could at any moment." Maggie and Maurice, the rabbits, threw their paws around each other. Tilly moaned, "Oh, oh, oh," while Miss Higgins said sharply, "But it's late fall. Bears should be ready for sleeping." Mr. Hartwood nodded to Mrs. Higgins. "Indeed. What in the blithering brambles is he doing here? Tony, your post is the most important of the jobs in this hotel. What were you doing? Were you at rest? You know you cannot. You must protect guests. Mona had never seen Mr. Hartwood so angry at any of the staff before. Tony looked very upset. I, stammered Tony, but Mr. Hartwood was still furious. He huffed. Now, see the situation we are in? Why, I don't know where to begin. He tugged his whiskers mightily. No respect whatsoever, said Gills, and it took Mona a moment to realize he was talking about the bear. Doesn't he know where he is?
We'll have to do something soon, said Mrs. Higgins, or Lord Sudsbury, well, you know, she glanced over at Lord Sudsbury, whose tail was beginning to shake.
But, Mrs. Higgins, can't we just get rid of him? Cried Tilly. She was trembling. She was so frightened.
Don't worry, dearie. There, Mrs. Prickles comforted, having joined them.
She started to say something else to Tilly, but Mona didn't hear, for Maggie, one of the laundry rabbits, burst out.
We can launch an attack from the second floor windows. We can throw pots and pans. Those are heavy.
I have shears, said Mr. Higgins.
Decorum, said Mr. Hartwood. Decorum, everyone. Attack? Do intelligence we lack?
We are the Hartwood. We must think of a different plan. We run by rules. We must use these as our tools. His rhyme came in a stammer, which was unlike him.
As the animals clustered and began to discuss, Mona wondered about what Giles had said about the bear not knowing where he was.
Maybe, thought Mona, this bear really doesn't know where he is. Everyone thought he was trying to get into the hotel to attack them, but maybe something else was going on. She remembered the bear's den she had come across during the big storm. It did look a bit like the Hartwood. Could that den be what the bear was looking for?
Mona had to find out quickly, before something bad happened. If the animals attacked him, he would get mad. A mad bear was far different from a bumbling, confused one. She quietly scurried from the crowd. She had almost reached the dining hall door when Tilly saw her.
Where are you going? She asked, her eyes wide.
I'm going to see the bear. I think he might be lost.
You're what? Said Tilly. You have to stay here. Those are the rules. Besides, it's a bear. You can't just...
But I can, replied Mona, and I'm going to.
For the first time, Mona ignored Tilly, to Tilly's great annoyance, and headed bravely into the lobby to face the great bear.